If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 56. Psalms, chapter 56. While you turn in, I just want to mention sermon audio. I know I've mentioned it a few times recently. Up until this point, as far as what I've placed on sermon audio, has been, well, there's been a few from down at Mars Hill where I preach, but most of them, the bulk of them, were here, just messages that I've preached here at Clear Branch. And I got to thinking, you know, that people from Clear Branch get on there and see that all we've got available are messages that you've already heard and you might not want to hear them. And so we're putting some different lessons on there now. So we've got three for the young people, the youth. And that's what the title is, Godly Instruction for Youth. And we've also got three now concern over apathy. And so I want you to feel free to go and check those out. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but just to let you know that they're available if you get to a point where you need something to listen to. Psalms 56, we'll begin reading with verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling? That I may walk before God in the light of the living. Now, we're going to cease reading with this 56th Psalm. And fear is all around us. Fear swallows up many a good people. You know, and I've definitely had my bouts with fear, things that I'm afraid of, as well as everybody that I know. We all have those things that we are afraid of. So I ask you this, and I want you to think, and I'm just asking so it'll come to your mind. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Now, I'm not so much talking about lizards and snakes and, you know, wasps and things like that. We, you know, certainly we find ourselves afraid of those type of things. Many of us do. But more, we're talking about the types of fears that make you anxious. The type of fears that rob you of your sleep. What are you afraid of? What is it that keeps you up at night many times? These are the things that I believe that the psalmist is writing about here. You know, the financial fears. There's people that have those financial fears, and it keeps them up at night worrying, how am I going to fix this? How am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to get over this hump that I'm going through? You know, there's fears that the country's going to collapse. There's some people, Brother Alton, that they just sit around all day and they absorb news and they absorb the politics and they watch all that and they get depressed and they get anxious about it and they worry that, my goodness, our country, this wonderful country that God has blessed us with, is going to collapse upon us. And so there's people that are prepping for that day. And boy, I tell you what, the industry is taking hold of that. And they are playing to that fear. Brother Jake, and they're selling people survival kits and survival bunkers and all these different things to help you make it through what they call the apocalypse. Make it through the collapse of the government. Make it through, you know, if we have, you know, these mega storms and all that, and people just worry about that kind of stuff. They fret over it. It keeps them up at night. You know, there's those that fear someone's going to try to kill us in some kind of attack. Or maybe I go to Walmart. Somebody's going to walk in with a bomb strapped to them, and they're going to blow us all up. And, oh, there's people that can just worry themselves sick over that kind of stuff. There's those that have fear that, you know, they're never going to find their future spouse. Not going to find. And I hope I do, and just worry about that kind of stuff. Listen, notice verse 2 here. It says, mine enemies would daily swallow me up. They would so there's sufficient today is the evil thereof. And the enemy, who's our enemy, but those principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, that's what we're fighting. And you know, we have those daily things that come along and worry us. And they be many that fight against us. I'm going to stand up here and confess. You know, me being late makes me very, very anxious. That's something I've been working on lately. And Brother Freddie knows this a little bit, because if I think I'm going to run late from Mars Hill getting here, I'll fret over that, and I'll send him a text, make sure he covers my bases here and all. I get all uptight about it. It makes me very anxious. You see, I was taught, and we could all go down that road and say, well, I was taught this, I was taught that. I was taught to be punctual. And especially my grandpa, you better be 30 minutes early wherever you're going. You be early. That way if you have a flat tire, you'll have time to change your tire and still get there on time. So I was taught to be punctual. You be there on time. And so whenever I'm not, boy, if I'm delayed, I feel as though I'm letting others down, because they're waiting on me to be there, and I'm supposed to be there at a certain time, or I've told them I would be there at a certain time, and so that worries me. Now, before you laugh at me about that, I'm the one standing up here confessing. You're not. And see, probably every one of us have some silly thing that gets us uptight. If you told somebody about that, they'd probably say, well, my goodness, what are you worried about that for? You're making a mountain out of a molehill. And yet, even though that might be others' response, it still worries me. It still bothers you. That little thing, it still bothers you and it stresses you. Now, verse 3 to me is just absolutely beautiful. It says, what time I am afraid. He didn't say, if I ever become afraid. But he said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And so, you know, here he is, and he said, what time I am. That this is biblical proof that a man after God's own heart still struggles with fear. I don't know what that does for you. It encourages me. The best of the best fall every now and then. I hear John the Baptist, and Jesus said himself, John the Baptist, there's no greater man ever walked the earth than John. Of course, we know Jesus, but besides Jesus, John was top shelf. He was number one. And how that, because he sat in a jail cell and he worried of how things were transpiring and how that, you know, maybe even knew that he was fixing to be beheaded. He got real down and he got depressed, and he sent word to Jesus. He said, are you even the one? Or do we seek another? So, here's biblical proof that men struggle with fear. Not just men, but mankind, women as well. We have little things that we worry about. We do worry. We do stress over problems. We do get anxiety over those that are trying to wrong us. you read here, and boy, David seems to, or the psalmist, I keep saying David, I assume it is, but the psalmist, he says, there's those that are trying to do me wrong. They're trying to oppress me. And that gets under my skin. It worries me. And so he says, yet, I will trust in thee. We have a place that we can run to. A place that we can hide, and that is under the shadow of His wings. Boy, when I think about the Lord and the promises He's made to us, why do we fear? He says, fret not. Fret not because of evildoers. How many times we find ourselves fretting over evildoers? He said, Brother Brad, I know God can come through for me. I believe that God can help me in my troubles. Whether, you say, well, I've got financial trouble. And I'm just using that as an example. I've got financial trouble and I know God could help me. But what if I have sinned? Or, Brother Brad, I've got, this great anxiety here. And I've asked God to help me, but what if He don't help me because of who I am? Can I say this very, very humbly? And this is something we all need to learn and I need to be reminded of. That's not a very big God. If we think it's up to us to make sure God's going to take care of us. You see how what we're doing there? We're saying it's really what it boils down to. It's up to me whether or not God truly loves me or not. Or whether God's really going to come through. What if my faith is not strong enough? God came through for this psalmist even though he feared. What time I am afraid. Somebody say, well, he's afraid. He didn't have faith in God. But God came through for him, didn't he? No one is without sin. That's what I'm trying to get to. But if we've got to depend on ourselves being absolutely perfect and sin-free in order for God to come through for us, then he's not going to come through for us. Because none of us are without sin. We all make mistakes. Now, I do realize we can walk away from God and we can leave Him behind. And then God expects us to repent and turn around and come back to Him. And there's things He will allow to happen because we've walked away from Him. If we're eating out of the hog pen, so to speak, that's on us. It's not on God, that's on us. We walked away. He's still right where we left Him. But if you think, well, what if I've done some little nitpicky thing, I've messed up, and because of that, God might not come through for me. No one has perfected faith yet. This side of heaven. I hear the man say, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. What did God do? What did the Lord do? Well, He helped his unbelief, didn't He? He blessed him anyway. We forget many times that God is our Father. We tend to see Him as a master over slaves. He knoweth our frame. He remembers. We're just dust. He knows who we are. When God considers me, He remembers the day that He took man from the dust of the earth and He fashioned a body and He breathed into them the nostrils of man and man become a living soul. He remembers that. He knows where I came from. He knows what I am. And yet He let Jesus die for me. He let Jesus die for you. That you could be saved. And when we trust in Jesus, we become sons of God, daughters of God. And we forget many times that God is our Father. We tend to look at Him as maybe He is like a master over a slave, and He's holding a whip, and He is ready to strike us if we stumble. He's ready to strike if we don't meet the daily quota of goodness. But that's not who God is. God is fathering us. He's a father raising His kids. He's instructing. He's caring for His children. You know, and as I raise mine, there's times whenever maybe I see them rebel. And it's more than just, you know, making a mistake. It may be a little tendency to rebel, and I have to make some adjustments there. Or, you know, maybe they come up short, and you know, I see that this is a time where I need to show them some mercy. Or I see them fearful and, you know, something's bothering them and I try to encourage them. Or, listen, I will protect them fiercely if it comes down to it. If they're in danger. You know what? I'm just a man. And I fall short in the fatherly realm an awful lot. But our Father, He makes no mistakes. He isn't clueless. He's not absent. Our Heavenly Father, He's not too busy to hear from us. He's not too busy to come through for us. And He cares for us. I want you to hear this if you don't hear anything else. He cares for us perfectly. When I care for mine, there's flaws in it. When I care for my wife, there's flaws in that. When I care for the churches that God has blessed me to pastor, there's flaws in that care. But when God cares for us, He cares for us perfectly. Yes, He disciplines when we rebel. He shows mercy whenever we need to see mercy. He encourages us if we'll listen to Him. And He protects us fiercely when we're in trouble. He's a very present help in time of need, in time of trouble. Now, He'll let me wander far away from Him. He'll be waiting for me with open arms if I won't turn around and come back. Is there severity with God? Absolutely. That's not what I'm preaching tonight. You say, well, maybe you should go in that direction. We will if that's what direction the Lord wants us to go. But tonight, I want to encourage you with His goodness. He said, behold the goodness and severity. Many times we look at the severity. I want you to see the goodness tonight. Verse 3, He admits there's times when He's afraid. Verse 4, He turns to Scripture. He puts His trust in God. And He chooses to fear no longer. Is that the pattern you're following? You can continue to fear and forget about faith if that's what you want to do. He'll let you go as far as you want to go. You can trust Him with your fear and you can leave your burden with Him. He'll take care of that for you if you'll let Him. I want to close with Philippians 4. Just really want to read this verse. I might make two or three statements and then we'll close. Philippians chapter 4. And verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Maybe we don't say it quite like that. Can I say it a different way? Don't worry about anything. Okay? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know what happens to our worry whenever we choose to think on these things? That worry disappears. It's gone. Whenever we're anxious, filled with anxiety, and God knows that at what time I fear, I will trust in Thee. Whenever I do fear, whenever I am anxious, if I will choose, I'm not going to worry about a thing. But instead, I'm going to trust in the Lord who gives peace that passeth all understanding. And rather than worry about the things that I cannot control, I don't have any control over, I'm going to think on these things that are honest and just and pure and lovely and of a good report. Those are things I'm going to think about. Whenever we do that, we can just watch that fear disappear. The worry just kind of fade away. So, Brother Brad, this is just another way of preaching. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. You caught me. That's exactly what I'm preaching tonight. We need to be willing to do it. How many times are you going to hear that before you actually do it? Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Last verse.